She likes a podcast, we'll listen to this Albert talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back everyone to a new episode of the She Likes Podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today's episode is going to be unedited as well. I don't know why I keep saying that, because it will just keep on going the same way, I suppose, until I have time. But today, really, I have no time. I think usually I would prepare like a topic, like a Reddit topic or something, or something interesting that has happened in the past, I will talk about it. But today, to be honest, I'm very, very stressed right now. I don't know why. Maybe it's just things happening upon things, like stressful events. And I'm going to Taiwan tomorrow, and I should be happy, right? But I don't feel so. I think maybe it's just work. Work is particularly stressful right now. There's things to finish, I need to rush and all these things. I thought I have time to also prepare for the podcast today, but apparently I just didn't really have the time, and I'm just way too stressed out to be just trying to focus and talk about certain things. And I don't want to be like very negative, and I also want to be at my best self, even though I don't edit it. So I think I need to make sure I'm good lah on that day when I'm recording. But I mean, right now it's just too stressful, and I'm just very caught up with a lot of different things. Because right now, right, what is happening here is that I need to do the podcast, I need to do the YouTube video, and at the same time I need to go and pack my bags. I haven't packed yet. I need to also prepare for my work, because when I go to Taiwan, I'll also be working there for a short while, and I'm running some presentation, and I haven't really prepared properly yet. I want to do a very thorough job. I want to be well prepared. That's the key thing here. And I want to be able to present well and, you know, make a home run, I suppose. That's what people say. And really knock it out of the park. And hence, right, I think so far the preparation, I only like do some mental rehearsal yesterday, do one time, five. But the thing here is that when I go to Taiwan, I will be running a couple of presentations, not just locally, but also all over the world, right? Like, and there are different presentations I need to run, and I need to rehearse differently, right? There are different contents. And that makes it very challenging here, because right now, I don't really have much time. And currently, the plan here is that, okay, I'm just going to turn on the recording, and I'm just going to talk. And when I reach about like 20 minutes, give a good update, then I will just end the recording, upload this, then I start packing my bags, and hopefully I can find some time to prepare. Because when I reach there tomorrow, and the problem here is that, right, the traveling also takes time, right? It takes about 5+ hours, and I can potentially prepare my presentation on the flight. But I feel that usually in this kind of environment, you are sitting in a giant metal box, you know, it's like a jail cell like that. It gets very, I mean, it's very anxiety, like very stressful, and you don't know whether the person sitting beside you is going to be a crazy person, it's going to be a nice person. Like, all these factors are just like too much extraneous factors that is like that I'm trying to think of right now, and I'm just overthinking things. And I think right now I feel like I'm very far off from, like, supposedly my expectations and imagination and what I presume a normal person would feel when they are one day before the trip is excitement, right? But I feel that there's so much stress that accumulated throughout the week that I'm at this point where I can't even, it's not going down, you know. And I don't feel the happiness, it's just over covering, it's masking it really. And that's pretty challenging here. Like trying to just remind myself that, hey, why are you thinking so much? Why are you getting so stressed? You're gonna go on a vacation really. I mean, after you go for, I mean, I'll work for a few days, then I'm gonna go on vacation really. Like, and that's pretty quick, right? It's only a few days, then the rest of like maybe mid of the week, I will start my holiday proper with my friends. And that is fun. And we have been planning for it. It's been exciting. And there's a lot of places we are visiting, we are going to clubbing, there's a lot of good food. I already plan all the things I want to eat already. All the fried chicken, try all the different kind of fried chicken, eat their mala hot pot. I remember last time when I went to Taiwan, the mala hot pot there, right? They have Haagen-Dazs, man. And that was where I truly experienced good ice cream. I know Haagen-Dazs is American and it's like a bit pretentious, but I think that was the first time I tried some ice cream that is very dense, ice cream that is frozen to the right temperature and it's very chewy, and I was like, wow, this is true ice cream. Not that, okay, the $1 ice cream you eat outside at the motorcycle, that one, it's nostalgic, it's nice, but it's not as nice as Haagen-Dazs when it's frozen. And it's chewy, it's nice, and that was my first time trying matcha ice cream, and I was like, wow, my life changed. And now I'm just preparing when I go back, I'm gonna eat as much Haagen-Dazs as much as possible, try different flavors, and that'll be nice. So besides that, the clubbing, being able to enjoy, have fun with my friends, like, I mean, it's, we don't really get much opportunity to go overseas together, and this might probably be the last time we go overseas together, and I just want to cherish that. I want to be fully present. So hopefully, I think after the, even I don't know whether this feeling I can shake it off, but once I reach there, and once my work ends, I can, and when I meet my friends, I can fully, like, you know, enjoy myself. I think it's about time that I feel that I kind of reached, I'm gonna reach the burnout already, I feel. And I think this Taiwan trip is really at the right time, at the right place, you know, to like, you know, give me that mental break. And hopefully everything goes well, no issues, the flight is fine, and yeah. So besides that, I also planning to buy a lot of food. I'm kind of like a shopper, I'm more of a shopper type. I don't really like to, I mean, scenery is fine, but certain places are worth seeing, like the scenery, but certain places are not worth seeing. I think Taiwan is a mixed bag. Some are scenery are not too bad, but it's not as gorgeous as like some European countries, or like, I think Phuket also have some very good like rock formation and everything, but usually Taiwan is more of like eating and everything. So like, it kind of fits what I like, eating and also shopping and buying stuff, right? There's a lot of Nike that is cheaper as well, and I also like to try a lot of snacks. So snacks is a huge part of what I like to do when I go overseas. So when I went to Vietnam, I bought a lot of snacks, and Taiwan especially, there's a lot of snacks to buy, right? There's the pineapple cake, there's the sun biscuit. Then sun biscuit is basically like a flaky pastry with like malt filling in the middle, which is pretty nice. It's kind of chewy. And then there's a lot of cup noodles to buy. There's tons of it, and their cup noodle has real meat inside it, and it's very nice. So I can't wait to try every single one. Then once I try, I know what I like most, then I just buy a lot back. I'm gonna bring like 2 luggages, but I kind of worry, like overthinking again, like, you know, if I bring 2 luggages, it's gonna be a pain to carry 2 luggages moving around. I prefer 1 luggage, but then if I bring 1 luggage, I don't have enough space to put everything, right? And somehow we bought like 30 kg for myself, so might as well just maximize, like, I mean, deal with it lah. Just 2 luggage should be fine. And I think beyond that, also trying the snacks, trying the drinks, and one of my friends are also is a coffee lover, right? So we're gonna visit different coffee places, which is nice. I also love coffee as well. Take this opportunity to try different kind of coffees, different cafes, and if possible, also we are going hiking. I mean, that's not too bad. Even though I don't like exercising, it's nice to be able to just visit other places, hike, and see how the nature scenery looks like overseas. And beyond that, I think the most, I suppose, to me, I don't think it's super exciting, but I can see that, I can sympathize or really put myself in my friend's shoes. I can imagine it as like it could be exciting because you are going to the club, right? And I think that's like the highlight, which to me is not really the highlight. Buying snacks is the highlight, and buying toys like Gundam and all these things is the highlight, and trying all the night market food. But my friend's highlight is also clubbing, which is, my friend is not the clubbing kind, but occasionally we'll do these kind of things, right? It's like we are not serious clubbers, but we also do these kind of things to some, like, now and then. And you know, this is like an opportunity to visit other countries' club, because previously, you know, when we were overseas together, I did not manage to get a chance to go to the club, because, you know, we went as a group, then there were a couple of girls also, we went to club. No, we were supposed to go to club, but we didn't end up going to club. Okay, I didn't end up going to club because we were at Phuket. Then before that, we ate mukata. And I think there was a charge. They were trying to charge us for not finishing our food. Then for some reason, I just decided to take up the burden of eating it. Then I just eat everything. The next day, I get food poisoning. Oh. The rest of the trip, I got food poisoning for two, three days. And all the way till I fly back to Singapore. So they went to club, I couldn't. So that's unfortunate. So this time it's like a redemption kind of visit, I suppose. And also a bunch of single guys going to club. And someone is in Taiwan. Familiar place, right? It's all Chinese. Then it'll be interesting to see the culture, how it's like. And we were talking about like, oh, you know who will go for one night stand, who will get like relationship or whatever. It's really funny to talk about it. And it's really interesting to hear like, who are you betting to? Who will go for like what? One night stand, this kind of situation. I don't know whether my friends does one night stand. Maybe I'll ask them when I'm there. Like, I mean, we are close, but I'm not too sure whether they have done that before. I never asked that question before. Yeah, so that's interesting as well. And I think beyond that, there really isn't anything else. I think next week, right, the podcast episode, I'll probably do in Taiwan. Then I will kind of let you guys know, you know, what is going on. I'm trying to find time between before meeting my friends, like the first 3 days when I'm there, right? I'm trying to find time to just record my first 3 days experience on podcast and let you guys know. Then on Sunday I will release it. Hopefully I can release it because I haven't break my 1 week. Every week I've been doing a podcast episode and I don't want to break that streak just because I'm overseas. And it's kind of tough because I haven't been taking leave regularly. I think this year I got things to do, right? I get to travel overseas, which is nice. So everything is like compiled together. Instead of last year, I take leave like once every month. So I'm very much well rested and I can keep up with the episodes every week. But I think this year a bit harder, but which is also a good thing because I'm doing things. Usually when I don't do things, I can be ahead of time recording all this content. But the fact that I'm doing things is also good because it brings new experience that I can share on the podcast that will make things more interesting. And I also feeling a bit under the weather also. I don't know why. Hopefully, you know, it's something not so severe. I think the whole changing of temperature is very sudden, you know. You guys realize it. It's like, I think about 1 week ago, suddenly like we went from very rainy weather. Then there was a period of just weather is alright. Then suddenly the weather just becomes damn hot. And I thought I had a fever, you know. Then I realized, hey, last year also had the same situation around this period. It's so hot that you feel like even the fan, right, you on all the way, like max, right? You can still feel the heat difference. You feel your body very heaty. And you can't differentiate, you know, between whether you're sick or not sick. And then when you think about it, I don't feel pain, I don't feel sick or ill. I just feel like my body is heating up. So it gives you the kind of false feeling that you might be sick, but actually it's not. And I can feel like my body is trying to adjust to it, like trying to get used to the temperature. But I think once I go Taiwan, then it should be fine, right? Unfortunately, I was checking the temperature in Taiwan. Previously, when I last checked, it was about 20 plus degrees. But seeing the next few days, the next 2 weeks, all the temperature throughout the day is pretty hot, man. 28 degrees. I was hoping for an aircon weather. I really wanted an aircon weather. 30 degrees is too much. Their temperature fluctuates quite a lot also. During the day, it's about 28 to 30. At night, then it drops very low, like 18 to 19. Not very low. That's not low, but it's lower lah in general. So I guess nighttime will be colder. Unfortunately, you know, it's not cold to the point where I can dress like a second layer. That would be cool. That would be nice. You can take picture for dating app. My friend, I think, bought a couple of cameras. He started getting into photography. Then he's going to bring his camera and can take some pictures for his dating profile and maybe take for mine, right? Everybody is like just trying to go on the dating app. I think now is the only way is the dating app, right? Aside from that, there really isn't any way. Unless you go for volunteering or you go like go church or your friend introduce. Does friend introduce? So far, I think my friend haven't introduced any. Okay, but I think my friend got introduced one or two. Usually just doesn't really, you know, not attracted, I suppose. It's tough, man, I think even on dating app, yeah. But we'll see, I think when we go there also can try the dating app and see whether we can find anyone. That'll be interesting because we'll be there for 2 weeks, right? Then there'll be a lot of opportunities to swipe and see how the dating game is like. My friend was talking about how when we are there, maybe you should consider getting the premium package or the premium profile. Then we can take up, I mean, premium profile, you can have more coverage, more reach, I suppose. Then they can get more matches. I'm not sure, man, whether that's effective or not. We will see. Maybe we'll get it, then we all swipe together. Overall, I think it's not the carving part, like what I mentioned. I think the most exciting part really is just being able to hang out together. You really rarely had that kind of opportunities, especially after you graduate from uni, right? Like everybody have their own thing, and you meet once in every 2 months, once every month, or if every once every quarter, having this opportunity to just hang out over 14 days is something that I really want to be present and cherish it. And I don't know how to make enjoy it more and cherish it more. I think I got mentioned it before in the past, like when they talk about how you only realize you have missed the fun times when you are past it, right? Like all the last time when it was very fun, like when you're young, it was very enjoyable, very carefree. You only miss it when you are no longer inside it. And I just want to figure out how to better enjoy and appreciate that moment. You can be present. That's the most you can do, right? Aside from that, what else can you do to really enjoy that moment? Aside from enjoying it and be present and not be thinking your mind wandering somewhere else or something. Thinking about work. I don't know, man. Maybe this will be a good opportunity to figure it out. When I'm in Taiwan, I mean, it's good, setting up the kind of hyping myself up, feeling excited. Talking about this just kind of made me feel somewhat better. I was very stressful. I was very stressed in the morning. When things don't go my way, when I'm getting interrupted, like I need to do my content, I'm getting interrupted by my family and everything. And also not having enough time to prepare for everything. This act of just talking about it just makes it better, I guess. You know, it's the same logic as like when you research. I think I saw research before, they talk about how researching and preparing for a trip, people feel more happier than when they were overseas. I'm not quite sure how true this is. It's just I was reading the headline. I can imagine that. I can imagine that. When I research, I feel more excited than when I'm there. I think when I'm there, it's alright. Not too bad. It's a different kind of fun. Researching is also kind of fun because it's the anticipation that makes it enjoyable, right? Yeah, I think that's the end. I'm sorry I didn't give anything of value. Hopefully this is an interesting update. If you guys have been listening so far, please consider supporting the podcast by going to the Patreon page, patreon.com/shidexpodcast. And I think that's it. I will see you guys next week. I'm going to make an attempt. I'm really going to make sure that I have an episode next week, by hook or by crook. Yeah,